All right. Now let's see here. We've got Kathy next. Hi, Kathy. You're over there in Duval, I think.
Oh, yes. Hi, Dr. Wright.
Hello, ma'am.
Thanks for taking my call this afternoon. I wanted to talk to you about low stomach acid. I took the Heidelberg test on Monday and found out I have severe hypochloridia. Is that how you say that?
Really close. Chlorhydria is the official pronunciation. We got to be official sometimes.
Okay, chlorhydria. Okay, got it. Anyway, I'm going to do a follow-up with Dr. Russell soon, but was curious if there's something I can be doing in the meantime to address that.
Well, until now, no one has found a way to make the stomach start making acid again. It's trying to, like, persuade ovaries to make estrogen again after menopause,
mm-hmm.
and we don't know how to do that either. So, yes, there is something you can be doing, but darn it, it will not get the stomach to rejuvenate. In all the health food stores, there's this stuff called betaine hydrochloride with pepsin. Did you hear about that?
No, did not.
Okay, let me spell it for you. B-E-T-A-I-N-E. And then hydro, like a hydrogen, H-Y-D-R-O, chloride, C-H-L-O-R-I-D-E. Now, that's nothing more than a carrier. That's the betaine and hydrochloric acid, which is attached to the betaine molecule, and therefore it is a powder, and it only gets to be an acid, a liquid acid, when it gets in the stomach and gets wet. And it also has this enzyme called pepsin in it, P-E-P-S-I-N. That's why it's called betaine hydrochloride with pepsin, because one of the big jobs, it's not the only job for sure, but one of the big jobs of stomach acid is to activate the pepsin enzyme, which is also made by those stomach lining cells that aren't making acid, so they're not making pepsin. And that pepsin digests protein. And the big deal thing that's digested in the stomach is protein. It's not totally digested. The pancreas has to follow up, but still it's the big deal for the stomach. And mm-hmm. those capsules are usually 650 milligrams. And don't ask me why it's not 600 or 700. I don't know. It's 650 milligrams. Okay. Now, well, those are taken with meals to replace the acid that isn't there. It's like a hormone replacement to replace what the ovary is not doing. We're taking acid replacement to replace what the stomach isn't doing. And this isn't at all unusual, ma'am. Professor Nancy Van Zandt at the Mayo Clinic in the 1930s, after doing stomach tests on 400 people, pointed out that 50% of everybody, by the time they get to be 60, have at least some degree of low stomach acid. It happens with time, it seems. Okay, so we take one with the meal. We make sure to eat first. We don't want to put that acid into the stomach and then go answer the telephone and have it sitting there just being acid. So we first take one. And it's always a slow process. You start with one with a meal, and you give it 2-3 days with one with each meal. And if that doesn't bother you any, which it doesn't 80 or 85% of the time, then you go to two with a meal. Then you go to three with a meal. And by that time, you'll have talked to Dr. Russell, and she'll be telling you, well, with a full meal, whatever full meal is for you, the usual amount, if the stomach says okay, is 4 to 6 capsules with that full meal, and with the smaller meals, 3 to 4, and one works one's way up gradually. Now, here's the other thing, ma'am. About 10 to 15% of the people, they take 1 or 2 capsules, and, oh, that hurts. I must not need it. Or what's going on? No, no, no. A person definitely needs it if they've had the test and they have low stomach acid. But here's what's going on. The stomach lining is atrophied, and so it's not healthy enough to withstand the acid that it could withstand when we were younger. It's just what happens.
Oh.
It's very much like after menopause, a few women say, ow, that sex hurts, whereas before menopause didn't hurt any at all. Because some women, when their estrogen is so low, it can't support those tissues, and so they get basically atrophied, and it hurts. Okay, so very fortunately, about 20-25 years ago, after reading a whole bunch of library stuff, I put together a group of things which would help to restore the stomach lining strength. Not the acid-producing capability. Darn it, I didn't do that. But it restores the strength of the stomach lining, so now it can handle the acid. And that, we just call it the stomach lining protocol. And that, if you should ever need it, is a 10 to 15% thing. But if you do, it's available at the Tama Dispensary. They will either email you or send you on paper the lining protocol. There's 6 different items on it. And one needs to use those for 6 to 8 weeks. And usually by the end of that time, oh, good, now I can take my hydrochloric acid and it doesn't hurt, even if you take 4 to 6 of the meal. But again, that's only 10 to 15% of the people need that.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am?
That sounds good. I started drinking some aloe vera juice.
Yes,
first
ma'am.
Thing in the morning, hoping that will help a little bit.
It will, ma'am. But aloe is one of the things on that protocol.
Now, a while back, I called and talked to Dr. Sherman on the radio program because I had had, I had been eating fermented sauerkraut from Costco. And I decided that would be a good thing to add into my diet, and I ended up sick as a little dog. My stomach did not like that at all. And so I'm wondering if that had something to do with it as well, the fact that I had low stomach acid caused a bad reaction to that.
It might have, ma'am. I cannot say for sure, but it could have.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm curious how everything all ties in together, I know. So, okay. Well, I will look forward to following up with Dr. Russell then, and I appreciate your help, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, ma'am, and sorry this has happened, but you definitely can compensate for it and help yourself stay healthy that way.
Yep, we do what we can.
You
Thank
betcha.
You so much.
You're welcome.